Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Meeting Ike Series Lunch Break Show. My name is Marina Liaros Naples, and I am your host on this show. On Tuesdays and Thursday afternoons from noon and at noon, and it goes for 15 minutes, a quick little lunch break show. And on the alternate weeks, Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., I have a guest on the show, and that's a 30-minute show. If you missed my other evening shows, I did have on Carol Ann Liaros, and she discussed ghosts, poltergeists, ghosts, and things that go bump in the night. So be sure to go ahead and take a listen to that show. And also I had on here was Deborah Ann Latuca of Alternative Holistic Wellness Care, and she discussed what she does in her practice, reflexology, homeopathy, kinesiology, quantum touch, PEMF, and even more. So go ahead and take a listen to that one as well. Today's show is about meditation. Why is everyone doing it and how to do it? And I'm going to go ahead and discuss with you and share with you how you can get started with the practice of meditation and how you can make this part of your everyday life without feeling if you are overwhelming your schedule. It can fit in very nicely, and you don't have to sit down for long periods of time and try and focus right away. And I'm going to tell you how to go ahead and add that into your schedule so that you can start on your path of becoming more mentally and emotionally centered, to be able to think more clearly and keeping calm, and at the same time doing your heart and your health some good too. And why do I say that? Meditation has proven to benefit the heart and blood pressure and your overall health. So let's get started. And so now, meditation, how and when is it done? Meditation is a practice of quieting your mind, your breathing, and relaxing your body. And people of all ages can do this. And it does is to connect that inner calm that's inside of all of us. It's a way of connecting back to ourselves and disconnecting from all of the noise, the commotion, chatter, problems, and your busy schedule of what's going on around you. It does is it calms the chaos. And that's actually the title of my classes that I do, a guided meditation classes that I hold on OutSchool. And I'll also be holding directly through me as we get more into the summer, autumn part of it. And those will be able to be accessed through my Facebook page and also my website. So we want to calm the chaos. We want to disconnect from all of that commotion that's going on, not only outside of us, but as I teach my students, we can have chaos on the inside of us, our emotions, our responses to things. Meditation is a way for the body to relax and for the mind to relax too. It's a way to calm back down and to relax. There are different ways to meditate. There isn't just one way to do this. So you find what is going to work for you, not only for your preferences, but also for your attention span, how busy your schedule is, and also your other interests that you have going on. So some people sit in what's called a lotus position. That's where the legs are crossed over. And a regular way that you see, you know, a lot of kids sitting, and then also a lot of people, I'm sure you've seen photos of people meditating. They're sitting in that cross-legged position. That's the lotus position. And they'll take on the rest their palms, their hands, with palms up on their knees or on their thighs. Other ways that they're holding their finger, their thumb to the one finger, and so that's another way to do it. Some people meditate lying down, and others sit in a chair or propped up on pillows. And it doesn't really matter, as long as in the beginning especially, as long as you're comfortable. And the biggest thing I tell my students is that I want you to be as comfortable as possible. Why? This way you won't be tempted to wiggle around, change position, move around, because then you're paying attention to your body instead of inside of yourself where meditation happens. Remember, we want to let go, release everything that's going on around us, and also about the position our body is in. So that's why I want you to be as comfortable as possible. Some people close their eyes when they meditate, and other people have their eyes open. If you're going to be envisioning different images in your mind, you can do that with your eyes closed. Some people, it works better for them with their eyes open. Whatever works for you is going to be the one that you're going to want to do. But remember, when your eyes are open, if you don't have good focus, what's going to happen is that you're going to take a look around. This is going to catch your eye, that over there. Oh, I have the pile of mail over here. Oh, I just saw a bird fly by the window. So you're focusing again on the outside, the exterior, when you want to be connecting only with that, what is going on the inside of you. So in the beginning, I tell everyone, choose to have your eyes closed. And now, when people that can have their eyes open, what they'll do is they'll focus on an object or a dot on a spot on the wall. They'll focus on a meditation symbol. There are guided meditations, which I hold in my classes, is where I take you along and give you visual prompts to do during the meditation. I talk you through the meditation. And I did just the other week do my From the Heart World Peace Meditation on one of my lunch break shows. So that's my gift to you. So be sure to go back and check that out, and then you can hear and follow through to find out what a guided meditation is like. Now, there are other types of meditations where people focus on moving their body to music or focusing on doing something like eating a bite of food. They call that the mindfulness. They're paying only attention to that taste, the flavor, the texture of whatever that they're taking one bite of. Most people like to meditate in silence, but then others, they'll put on some meditation music or the sounds of nature playing softly in the background. There are also hertz sounds, and that is how many cycles per second. And if you find out about the hertz, you can go to my website and find out through one of my blogs. I talk about the hertz sounds, and also there's a link in my blog to be able to read an article I wrote many years ago about sound and also about the hertz. The most important thing about to remember when it comes to meditation, again, is that you want to let go of everything around you. And here's the thing, when thoughts start crossing your mind when you're meditating, you're not failing, you didn't do it wrong. It's natural for us to have that happen. It happens to everyone. Gently push those thoughts aside and go back to the meditating again. It takes practice. And the mind will always want to bring in thoughts, so don't think that you failed at this or that you can't do it. It happens to everyone. The best thing to do is finding a nice, quiet space to be able to do this in, where you won't have any distractions. If that means escaping out to your vehicle and, you know, for a little bit, do that. So if you've got a quiet room, somewhere you can do it, that's even better. When's the best time to meditate? There is no best time. But many people find that meditating in the morning helps them have a more relaxed and calm day where they can concentrate and focus better. Another time people like to is at the end of the day, just before bedtime, so they can fall asleep more easily and have a restful, full night's sleep. Meditation is a great tool for students that are going to be taking a test, because how many times you've gone and studied so hard and you've gotten nervous. Everybody gets nervous. Everybody gets those butterflies, or they get nervous and it seems as though their brain stops. It's like the steel door just slams shut and you don't know where any of those answers are. Meditation is great to be able to calm yourself down, get rid of the nervousness, the hyper, and the fear. And you set that aside. You bring in that calm within you. And those answers are going to flow through you because you already have them. You've studied for it. So you know that those answers are already within you. They're there. You just need to calm down in order to access them. It's the same thing with a job interview. You can do your meditation beforehand so you're nice and calm and relaxed and confident when you're going into your job interview. And same thing anytime that you are starting, if you work in a hectic atmosphere, whether you are a nurse or doctor in an emergency room, before starting surgery, before having surgery, for teachers, you know, just about anybody that works in a high-paced and nervous or stressful job, this will help you be able to have a better day and also at the end of the day to be able to let go of it all. Now, how often should you meditate? It doesn't really matter, but in the beginning, just give yourself even 5 minutes of that quiet time to decompress and let go and recenter. And that's why I said you'll be able to find and add this into your life without feeling as though you're overwhelming, bringing on yet something else into your life. 5 minutes is all that it can really, that you really can need just to, you know, even take that hedge off from your day and be able to refocus again so that you can go back into the situation with a clearer mind and calmer nerves and be able to hear others as well as being able to voice yourself to be heard. So if you do 5 minutes in the morning and then in the evening you do another 5 minutes, that's 10 minutes. If you want to add it also during lunch break, if you want to add 5 minutes more as you continue on, then you can do that. But this way it's not overwhelming you and you're not adding, like I said before, you're not adding something more to your schedule. Oh, I have to do this. Oh, I forgot to meditate. And then that makes you tense. That's totally the opposite of what what meditation is used for. So don't feel that way. And if you forgot to meditate, so what? Find another time in the day that you'll be able to meditate. Meditation. No one knows exactly when it began, but we do know it began many, many thousands of years ago. There's evidence of it being practiced before the birth of modern civilization, and it is from ancient texts and recorded hieroglyphics that we've learned it could go back far back or further to our hunter-gatherer ancestors and very early on shamans. Who created some forms of it? Well, Buddha created Buddhism over 2,600 years ago. Zen meditation in the 7th century, a Japanese monk traveled to China and studied Buddhism under a great master named Tsang. Once he returned to Japan, he opened a meditation hall and began teaching a form of sitting meditation known as a Zen. And then in 1979, Dr. John Kabat-Zinn founded the Center for Mindfulness at the University of Massachusetts Medical School with a program called MBSR, or Mindful-Based Stress Reduction. And it's brought mindful meditation to more people, but without the necessity of being attached to any religion. That's why I'm able to teach my classes on outschool.com. Because that is considered accepted now in the mainstream. I teach classes for children ages 6 to 18. I hold guided meditations on OutSchool, teach about meditation, meditation symbols, and also where students can design their own meditation symbols as well. I hold other classes on OutSchool. I'm still uploading my classes to udummy.com. And so I hope that you will go ahead and check out my classes for you and also your children and grandchildren. I'm on Facebook under Meeting Ike Series. And my website is meeting-ike-series.weebly.com. My name is Marina Lieros-Naples, and I am your host here on Meeting Ike Series. Join me this Thursday, when the discussion is about prayer.